My friends and fellow Americans, I am the seventh of 12 children born to Frank and Consuela Robinson. And I am so glad to be here today. You see, when I was born, they already had six children. And there were times things were hard. And so that could have been a reason for them to terminate my life. I am thankful to God today to be here today. Last Monday, 7 days ago, we celebrated the life of a truly great American and a marvelous and gifted citizen of the world, Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Dr. King was a tremendous gift of God to our country and to the world. Can you imagine what it would have been if there had been no Martin Luther King during those turbulent times in this country when they were killing and lynching and discriminating against African Americans at will? Suppose his parents had decided to abort him and to kill him as a baby. We would have lost a great emancipator. We would have lost a great deliverer. Thanks be to God that his parents did not abort him. Every day in this country, about 4,000 plus children die at the hands of the abortionists. But it becomes worse when it comes to the African-American community. What do you think the reaction would be if five African-American babies were killed in their mother's womb by the Ku Klux Klan? That would be outrage in this country. But where is the outcry? Where is the outcry? Not five babies were killed, but last year in the African-American community, over 500,000 babies were killed. That's enough babies to populate this whole city of Washington, D.C.
Tell it.
African-Americans must come on board and fight for life. For they are lying. Someone is lying while we are dying. Someone is lying while we are dying.
Come on, tell it.
Where is the voice of the prominent African American leaders? Where is the voice of the NAACP?
Come on.
Where is the voice of the Congressional Black Caucus?
Come on. Yes.
But worse than this, where is the voice of the African American church? Where is the voice of the black pulpit? African Americans must come on board and fight for life. For they are lying to us and we are dying. Abortion is a killer. And the number one killer of African Americans in the last 30 years. Abortion is bad, abortion is evil, and it is destroying the African-American community. God bless you.